Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Hey, friend. You're listening to the Nicole Walters Podcast. I'm a former six-figure corporate executive who woke up every morning feeling stuck in the life that I built for myself. But using my corporate skills, I took to the internet and built a multi seven-figure business showing others how they can build a life they love. Now on this podcast, I share stories of being an entrepreneur, a mom to my three amazing girls, and a wife to my crazy, kooky, dancing husband. I've had a couple of viral videos too, so you know there's going to be a lot of laughs here. So whether you've seen me on my viral vids, or on the Today Show, or read about me in Forbes, this is the place where we can meet, share stories, share laughs, and share fun. I'm your best friend in your head. So sit back, listen close, and let's get started. Hey, rich friends. I am so excited to spend this time with you because this episode might be one of my favorite. I mean, I absolutely loved telling you all about my girls and how I've made this journey, but this episode is really going to unlock some major things for you guys, especially because the story that I'm going to tell, well, this one is going to be familiar. Now, in our last episode, we talked a little bit about how being you is enough and that more than that, I don't want you duplicating what everyone else is doing because you are needed. Your unique story is needed. Your gift, your offering, the way that you bless people is needed. And so I don't want you to ever be deterred by anything because you are a disruptor, not a duplicator. And if you missed that episode, go back and download it. It's a good one. But today, I'm going to talk to you about something else, something that I told you about at the end, where what do you do when things aren't received? What do you do when your gift isn't respected? What do you do when you finally had enough? Well, I want to talk to you about something in particular. And I feel like a lot of us relate to this because honestly, for every good person out there, there's probably someone out there who's negative and not supportive, someone who doesn't want to receive it and isn't helpful. And I've run into my fair share of those people. And what's interesting is I think that we often have a tendency to think they're more obvious than they really are. We think that they're going to walk around with a frown on their face or they're going to walk around and actively say negative things. But you know what? Sometimes it's the people closest to you that may have smiles on their face 99% of the time. But then when you hit one trigger or when you hit a certain success point, that is when you find out that there's a side to them that you may not like so much. And I've run into these people, especially now that I have my business as clients. I've run into them as friends and I've run into them as family. And as you start to increase in success, and I don't just mean making more money or building a business, I mean success like having a happier marriage or, you know, finally fitting into them jeans. You know, when you really find yourself and you find yourself growing and you're saying, gosh, I am a better version of the person than I was yesterday. Heck, if they even find out that you've been listening to your girl, Nicole, and we've been hanging out and they're like, you know what? You seem like you're feeling yourself a little bit too much. Well, those people are the people who have a tendency to always have something negative. You know what I'm talking about. They're in your Facebook comments. Like, isn't it hot there? When you post a picture of yourself in Cancun. Or they're on your Instagram scrolling but never double tapping. You know they're watching. Or when you tell them about a new business plan or an idea, they're there to say nothing but negative things. We talked about them in episode 4. You know who they are. Well, I want to talk to you about what you're supposed to do in response to that.
because I've run into this time and time again. And as my business continues to grow, and frankly, as God continues to bless me, okay, I know I'm going to see these people. And I have figured out exactly how to handle them. And it didn't come easy. It took time. But now that I have it figured out, it works like a charm. And I want to share exactly what you need to do. Let's first talk. We're going to go back to move forward. When this happens, how did you typically respond? I'm going to be honest with you here, and I'm going to tell you what I used to do. I wasn't always a grown-up. I wasn't always mature, and I do have a fair share of a little bit of petty in me. And I had to work on it. So typically, whenever I would run into someone being negative or rude or mean, I had all these things I'd do. I'd be like, man, my brain would think of a million ways to get revenge. Next time I see them, I'm going to say this. Or I wish they would. Right? I mean, I know you guys have those moments. Listen, God is still working on me. My baptism water hasn't soaked all the way in. I'm still working on myself. Or I would cancel them on social. You know what I mean? Unfriend, unlike, dislike, delete, right? That folder, gone. Your tag, not there. Canceled. Or I'd do a vague book. You've seen these before, right? When you were in your 20s, people post on there like, some people out there just think they're so great, have so much to say about people, but can't say anything to their face. Or, you know, it's really hard when I'm trying to be my best self and I just can't get that support. You know, I would kill to have support. Or even worse, a meme. Just a complete photo saying like, wouldn't it be nice if someone would help me hang on? Ouch. I mean, I get the need to express yourself, and I get the need to put out there that you're frustrated. And I also get the need to kind of want that person to see and hear and feel how they impacted you. But I want to tell you, if you really want change, if you really want your situation to be different, and if you really want that person to learn how they are supposed to treat you, well, the approach has to be totally different. Instead of trying to adjust their experience, the best way to handle it is to adjust yourself. Now, what do I mean by that? I mean that you are always in control of you. So what you have to do, if you are feeling like you are not being appreciated, respected, or treated correctly, is adjust the environment and create one that serves you and, by extension, the things that you believe in, the things that you are going for, the business that you're trying to build, and the parent you're trying to be. And what that means is sometimes, once in a while, you are going to have to opt out.
Opt out? Nicole, what are you talking about?
Opt out of an email list? Opt out of a group? No, I mean opt out of a whole entire person. Opt out of their dialogue. Opt out of their drama. You have permission to opt out, to look the whole situation, the whole experience dead in the face and say, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not even going to engage with this further. I'm opting out. You don't have to be part of the toxicity. You don't have to be part of the drama. You don't even have to feed it. Frankly, if someone is just plain blah and not really adding value to your life, but they're taking something from you, you can opt out of that too. You have permission to curate an environment that helps support you, your family, your goals, and you being your best self. Now, to be clear and lean in and listen closely, I'm not talking about opting out of anybody who criticizes you. You know the difference between constructive criticism from a friend or someone you trust who is looking out for your best interest and somebody who just feels the need to come for you because of their own insecurity or because they aren't comfortable with the person you're growing into. It's totally different. You want to hold the people who challenge you to be your best self closer. And you want to opt out of the people who just try to cut you down where you're in your prime. And I'm going to say something here that may not be popular, but it is surely the truth. These people aren't just friends. They're not just things on social media that are negative and don't serve you. Sometimes opting out is family. And I want to make a point here to say that can be really tough to internalize. People who've been in your life, who've sold you that blood is thicker than water, that you know that you want to have a relationship, but right now it's just so hard to see how that's possible, well, you may have to opt out. And it doesn't have to be forever. Sometimes that can kind of actually make it a little easier on your heart. But you do have a right to say, even if it's for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a year, that my peace deserves protection. I am allowed to opt out of this for however long is required for me to heal myself, to build the thing that I love, to focus on my family, to allow myself to enjoy the season I'm in. I'm choosing to not engage in any capacity with things that don't elevate me, serve me, and make me feel good, because I deserve it, and my peace deserves protection. Now, let's talk about what opting out looks like when you do it the right way. First things first, you don't explain it. You don't have to go to their house, make an event, and scream about why you're opting out. You don't need to write a 10-page email saying, "Chick, this is why I'm done with you." You definitely don't need to go to the PTA board and take the floor and tell them why they're terrible, why you don't care about all their cupcake rules, and why you can't bring candy to school anymore, and I am done. You don't have to do all that. It doesn't have to be an event. Honestly, if you're truly focused on yourself, you don't have time for that. You don't have time to go on social media and say, "I'm deleting a bunch of people, so just letting you know, if you make the cut, you actually matter to me, and I'm happy to bring you into the next season." You don't have to do that. You can literally just opt out, silently, quietly, saving all of the energy for yourself. Now, here's a story. Not too long ago, I had a client that I was thrilled to work with. She's amazing, she's impactful, she's brilliant, and she's smart, and she is a major influencer in this space. She's wise. She uses a lot of the lessons from her past and things that she's dealing with now in order to help impact others. And honestly, a world where she wins is a world that I want to be in still to this day. And it was my joy when she reached out to me and my team and said, "I'm interested in building something. I'd love to have an event. I'd love to get women together and empower them." And I was so excited to help her with this process. So we spent several months, me and my team, scouting locations, finding all the details and building a proposal corporate style, like I always do, that I knew would win and accomplish the goals of impact that she wanted to create and that she definitely wanted to serve. Well, I was so excited to spend this time with her, but along the way, I was kind of noticing that there were some things there where I was like, you know, it's so interesting because we present an image to the world, but who we are is so much more complex than that. It's multifaceted. And I saw that here. I got to see more sides to her. And it led to my understanding, but I still had a lot of respect for her because I said, you know what? I get it. We're all more things than we put out. It was so exciting to work with her on this process. And the day finally came. This event was going down and it was going to be major. And I was so excited to reach out and offer my support because at this point, I'd moved on to other projects. I was contracted in a specific way and I served my specific purpose. But I did say I was thrilled to come on site. I'd be happy to support and do the work because no matter what, whether or not I'm making $1 million or $1 billion, I'm never too big to pick up a broom. As long as you are winning, I'm winning. And I extended myself in that capacity. Well, she graciously said, "No, I just want you here. Just come on out." And I offered to pay my own way, take care of all the things, because, you know, I don't want a handout and I'm capable. I can do it. But she was so, so kind and said, "No, come on out." And it was great. And I went out and I was so excited to be on site. And of course, still there ready to pick up a broom. But she said to me over and over again, "Just relax, enjoy yourself." And so I did. I had a great time. And it was much needed. Oh my gosh, business was booming on my side and I was so busy. I wasn't taking a moment for self-care or a good breath. And so it was awesome to be able to do exactly that. I was able to use this time exactly as it was billed, to empower myself, to have self-care and to breathe. And it was a blessing to be able to take that. And I was so, so grateful. Because honestly, I don't know if I would have taken that time out if it wasn't for that opportunity. So when I got home, as I do with all of my former clients, and of course, with any friend who's so kind and generous enough to give me some space to just be, well, I sent a note and a gift that I thought that they would love, that I thought was reflective of who they are and their style, their fashion, everything they would love. And I sent it out and I said, "Thank you so much for what you've done. I'm so excited to have been part of it. And I'm even more grateful that you made space for me. Thank you." Well, this is where it all went wrong. I don't know what happened or if it was timing or if it was the circumstances. I don't know if it was just the season or something was misinterpreted, but I got this email back and it was nothing short of a nasty gram. It was, she just railed into me.
I wish you'd spent more time with me, and I wanted to get to know you better. And I mean, it was just all these things. And I was blown away. I mean, she even went so far as to say, why would you even send me a gift? This gift was too expensive. What is your intention behind that? And I'm telling you guys, I was frozen. I read this email and I couldn't believe it. I mean, heck, to me, it was just a gift. I didn't even realize that I'd maybe offended her or that something inappropriate happened. It just seemed so odd because typically I would think if you receive a gift and you don't like it, you just kind of say, okay, thank you. Or if you're concerned about the intentions behind it, you might just say, well, maybe that person's not for me. But the response was so extreme that I just didn't know what to do. And I take this point to say to you guys that sometimes when responses are so out of place for the circumstances you're in, or someone's behavior just doesn't seem to suit the person that you are, well, you should decide to opt out. And that's exactly what I did here. I mean, of course, that was after talking to the hubbin about it and asking one of my good friends and saying, you know, does this make sense? Am I wrong here? I'd love some honest, constructive criticism. How could I have done this differently? Because my intentions were pure, and I really did mean everything I said. And frankly, I picked out a gift that I thought they'd like. It's less than I buy for most people. I really hope that they would like it. And everyone came back and said, hey, Nicole, we know who you are. It's pretty clear that there's something going on here. We're not really sure if it's something that you can do anything about. And I agreed with that sentiment. And above all else, I knew that I just didn't want to invest too much time in going back and forth. Frankly, this is a great way to know whether or not opting out is what you need to do. I literally didn't even know what to say back. I started to write an email more than once, sometimes starting with, I'm so sorry, and other times starting with, hey, I don't really know what happened here, but I'm confused. And every time I started writing out the words to maybe get a better understanding around what happened, it always seemed like too much effort. It almost seemed like it didn't make much sense. And above all else, I realized that whatever response I got back, I really wasn't that invested. I have a family. I have kids. I have a business. I'm thriving and I'm excited. I'm happy. I have joy. And if for some reason I have to go back and forth on something that was a kind gesture, well, maybe it's just time for me to opt out. Because if you guys remember in episode 7, I did tell you, you don't need everyone. And that's exactly what I decided. So I didn't respond. I just left it alone. Because honestly, I had a right to opt out. And it was the right thing for me there to just move forward doing what I needed to do. And guess what? She moved forward too. She's doing great. She never needed me. And I didn't need her. And I'm still excited to see her win. And I'm still excited to see her thrive. And it's so great to see her continue to grow. And I think that sometimes it's just best. You don't need everyone. And that is a lesson from this. If there's nothing else that you take from what I've shared with you here today, you deserve to protect your peace. If a situation is causing you confusion, stress, and you just don't know how to approach it, sometimes the answer is to not approach it at all, to back away, to go the other direction, to run towards your excellence and invest your time and energy into things that will serve you and your environment of growth. You have a right to opt out. Take it. Now, you do know that when people try to rewrite your truth, when you find yourself in a situation where fear freezes you, when someone kind of comes to you with something or society's been sending you messages and you just know that they don't add up, well, it can stop you from being all that you can be. As a matter of fact, if you're a business owner or a new mom, it can actually make you really, really scared and you start questioning, who am I? That's what I did in this situation. I kept going back and forth. Who am I? Is this really what I am? Can I believe what they've said about me? I felt feelings triggered and I had to examine and tap other people to get clarity on them. But ultimately, I never really knew if I'd overcome a thing in my past, a thing that had been haunting me and keeping me from moving forward into new ventures and making me spend way too much time analyzing and focusing on whether or not I could be different. But I realized that I'd finally gotten a handle over this big thing. I knew that this behavior was never going to keep me from getting anything done. And even if I wasn't able to shake it all the way, it would never stand in my way. And I'm going to tell you exactly what this thing is, how I overcame it, and how you probably are dealing with it every single day, but it will never stand in your way after this. But all that's coming in our big episode 10. Next time. Thanks for spending some time chatting with me. I appreciate you, friend.
Thanks so much for listening. And of course, I would love to work with you. I believe that a side hustle is something that everyone needs. A little extra cash can change your life. And it's my joy to work with everyday entrepreneurs in my signature program, 1K One Day Academy. You can start now by heading over to 1koneday.com and joining the community. I cannot wait to work with you. Let's get started.